Time now on WATD, as we do every week. At this time, we check in with our tech guy. That's David Snell over at AxSmart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
Good morning, Rob. Hope you and yours had a very happy Christmas.
I did, very much so, and I hope you and yours did as well. I hope it was a great Christmas, and now it's time to dive into all those fun things that we got over the holiday season and try to figure out maybe how it works.
Let's hope that they got one. If they put the orders in early enough, or they went locally and bought a computer from one of the big box stores, then we feel that there are a number of things that you need to do to get started off on the right foot with that new PC or Mac.
All right. So did you get a new computer for Christmas? If so, listen up. David's got some important tips and things that you need to do and really probably should do before you start really using it on a regular basis.
That's exactly right, especially before you start playing all those online games and getting out there online. You want to get yourself protected and make sure that that new computer is not going to become a brick on your desk because you did something you should not have done, or just something might have happened. So if you were fortunate enough to get a new computer for Christmas, there are five essential things you should do.
Okay.
First one, and we talk about this all the time, Rob, is a good antivirus program.
Okay, I can just get a free one, right?
Yeah, so let's not rely on the free options. Both Windows and Mac come with some anti-malware protection right out of the box, but it's worth investing in dedicated antivirus program that is regularly updated, which means you pretty much have to pay for a subscription, and you get new definitions to protect you against new threats as they are found by security researchers.
All right, so invest in a good antivirus program. You need that, especially today.
Exactly right. Step two, install system updates. Even though you've got a brand new computer, it's pretty common to find that the system is not as up-to-date as you might think. They sit in boxes and warehouses for weeks or months at a time, not connected to the internet, so they're not updated. So it's up to us as the consumer to make sure that we get those updates downloaded and installed, especially the critical security updates.
Okay, that's important. Yeah, install the system updates. Let's see, what's step three?
Step three. Now, this really happens when you buy a computer from a big box store. There's always unwanted bloatware or software installed on them, pre-installed, that you don't want or need, and it'll continue to degrade the system performance and also give you pop-ups about, well, you've got your 30-day trial now, why don't you click here to buy this? So those are the things that you want to uninstall.
Unwanted, although I imagine, yeah, the store says, yo, you do want this. This is really good stuff. All right, so delete unwanted bloatware because, yeah, why just keep it around?
Exactly. You're not going to use it, and it's taking up space and key system resources, hurting the system performance. So the last two things go together. It's first off is to set up cloud storage for your files. Cloud storage is great for a number of reasons. It allows you to access your files from anywhere. You have an internet connection on any device. And also it provides a level of security for important documents and files in case of a system failure. Remember, we're talking about electronic components. They fail. Whether it's brand new or not, they fail. A lot of cloud storage providers out there offer free storage. If you upgrade and subscribe, you can get much more storage, in which case you can probably back up your entire computer. So if it fails, you've got everything you would ever need. And lastly, let's schedule regular backups and restore points. Even if you've got cloud storage, you want to back up some of your files so that you have them backed up in a third area. That's the way you always have backups. Never just one or two, have three backups, and then you're pretty much secured, and you're going to get your data back.
All right, so three backups would be the minimum you would recommend?
That'd be the minimum. And buying cloud storage now is very, very inexpensive. So if it's going to cost you $3 to $5 a month, I say go for it and back everything up.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, so these are the things you need to do to get started when you got your new computer out of the box there and you want to start setting it up. Make sure you've got these things ready to go before you start surfing the web, I imagine, and downloading things.
Exactly. And this is also good, not just for new computers, but I'm sure there's many of us out there that haven't done these five things yet. So pick the five, get them done, and get your system protected to the best of your ability.
All right. Good advice from David Snell over at AxSmart IT. They're in Wareham. And David's got more information. He comes out with the weekly blog. And, David, where can people go to read more about that and past articles as well?
Exactly. People can go to our website, which is axsmartit.com, and click on the blog site, the blog link.
All right, axsmartit.com, axsmartit.com. That's David Snell over at AxSmart IT in Wareham. He joins us every week at this time on the South Shore's Morning News. Have a happy new year, David.
You as well, Rob. Happy new year.